As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line, plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
And a good morning to you. Welcome into the Pomp and Joe Show. I'm Jason Mackey, in for the guys. They're both off. Austin Bechtold behind the glass. You heard that wonderful Pirates update as they finish a series taking 3-4 from the Washington Nationals. Hello, it's good to be back with you. Got a lot to talk about today. Hopefully it's going to be a good show. I think it's going to be a fun show. It's going to be a great Friday show. Limits, what's going on, man? How are you?
I'm good, Jason. Good to be back with you. Looking forward to a good day. And, you know, there's something about me whenever the weather is like this.
I know what you're saying.
I just get like, you know, I'm typically like a 7 or an 8 to begin with every single day, like energy-wise and just emotion-wise. These type of days put me at a 10. It just gets me fired up, and I'm excited.
So there's something special about a 78-degree day in April, man. And there, it feels like you're getting away with something.
It does.
Like, we're going to get 78 in June, July, you know, whatever. Like, it just feels like we're stealing. I don't know. It's going to be gorgeous. I can't wait. We're going to be done 2 o'clock. Maybe it touches 80. I don't know.
Well, especially because beginning of the week, last week, it, you know, you're just getting disgusting, gross April weather. It's cloudy every single day. We had some rain that was mixed in. 45 degrees, then it's 60 degrees. Everyone's getting sick. Sinuses are a mess. These are the types of weather days consistently. If we can get like 65 to 70 for the next week or so, everyone's going to feel better. We're going into May. It's Easter this weekend. The vibes are high.
And Adam Crowley's throwing out the first pitch to the Pirates game tonight.
How about that?
Oh, my goodness.
Will Crowley throw a strike at the game tonight?
Yes. I'm going to give him credit. It's going to be it's going to be ugly getting there, but I think he's going to throw a strike.
Now, how much has Crowley practiced this first pitch? That's the real question. I'm going to say he's at least gone out and thrown the ball around 50 times with somebody.
I guarantee you, yeah.
Maybe it was Doran.
Or like off of a house or something like that. Like, he's absolutely thrown the ball and like nervously practiced.
Probably, yeah. Now, how far is Crowley standing away? Does he have a tape measure measuring out 60 feet, 6 inches?
I bet, maybe I'm giving Crowley too much credit here. I bet he goes as far back as he's allowed. Like, I don't know what the mound situation is going to be like. You don't step on the rubber unless you played. You know, I think he goes back. Yeah, I mean, you could.
Do they, at PNC Park when you get there, have anything that they say, hey, you can't stand here, you have to stand here?
No.
Any restrictions?
Not that I know of. I don't think so. Trying to think of, no, not in a situation like that. He could kind of do what he wants. I mean, you just have general tact, right? Like, if somebody's, you know, having a conversation in the dugout, you're not going to like go sit down next to somebody pregame. I mean, you've been on the field for that stuff. I don't think there are too many rules other than just like social acceptability.
No, I don't think that there was. I think you basically can stand wherever, just as long as you're not like running your shoe through the dirt,
right,
and messing
yeah.
up the mound, you should be fine.
Yeah. And I mean, from a reporter's standpoint, like, we're generally upstairs by the time all that stuff takes place. And there are certain restrictions for us. Like, you try to stay between, you know, like, you don't go any further than first or third. But again, it's baseball. Rules are meant to be broken or interpreted interpreted different. I don't think interpreted is a word, but anyway, that'll be fun. That'll be fun. Luis Ortiz on the hill. Here's a question. Does Austin Hedges get booed? Is there any reaction?
No reaction.
He's not going to get cheered, yeah.
Based on the amount of Pirates that have been cycled through over the last couple of years,
yeah.
Some people in the ballpark will probably forget that Austin Hedges even played here.
I think Austin Hedges, I feel bad for that scenario, and I didn't mean to lead the show off with this. It's just something that popped into my mind. Like, that was he got a raw deal here, man. He really did. Like, he was nothing other than what he's been his entire career. Nobody went into that thing thinking he can hit, and he can't hit, and he can't hit now, but he can play defense and handle a pitching staff. It seemed to work just fine for the Guardians. But again, we're going to talk about somebody else that has rankled fans around here. But I want to talk about Aaron Rodgers a little bit from a different angle. I don't want to work through his comments on Pat McAfee and talk about his personal life or his indecision or anything like that. I want to look at it more from a Steelers perspective and what they're doing here. I use the analogy of the tail wagging the dog, and I stand by it. And I just don't understand how we've gotten to this point, why we're staying at this point. I want to bring up something, too, about Art Rooney II's comments at the NFL owners' meetings. But off the top, it's presented by JP Roofing and Siding. Bit of a rundown of what's happening on today's show. We'll get into some Steelers talk early. Have to react a little bit more to the Aaron Rodgers stuff. The draft, now less than a week away. I want to talk a little bit more about that. Where the Steelers can go. I go back and forth on Shedeur Sanders. Limits and I talked about this yesterday. I want to talk about it a little bit more. And whether his dad's going to be a gigantic pain in the you-know-what, I'm not sure. Pirates, like I said, wrapped up a series with the Nationals. I think there's some interesting stuff to get into there. Starting pitching is starting to show itself. I think we've seen some other things that may have some staying power. Talked to Kevin Gorman from the Trib yesterday about Henry Davis, what happens behind the plate, what happens at first base, too. O'Neal Cruz showing some stuff in the leadoff spot, had that homer that Austin mentioned yesterday. And really, what we saw out of the Pirates, is it real? Or did they just beat up on a bad team? We'll get into a lot of that. I was down at PPG Paints Arena last night watching Penguins, Capitals. Very entertaining hockey game, 5-2 victory for the Penguins. Obviously doesn't mean much in the grand scheme of things. Now the conversation around the Penguins, it's going to get a lot larger. We're going to talk about what they can do this offseason, how you maximize the final years of Sidney Crosby. I think it's an interesting comp looking at the Capitals and what they've done, and honestly, this feeds into some of what we saw last night with Alex Ovechkin getting a standing ovation. Awesome moment, by the way. Did you see that, Limits?
I did, and I saw that there was a tribute video as well.
Really cool.
The Penguins always do that so well, where whether it's their own stars or just honoring hockey history, they know how to put on a good performance and salute somebody correctly. So I thought that it was good that the Penguins fans saluted him. I saw some people surprised and taken back by it. No, I mean,
you got to clap that up, man.
You do.
There's nothing wrong with applauding Alex Ovechkin.
You do, and especially because I look at it from this way. It's not like Tom Brady's coming into your building after just absolutely kicking your behind for so many years. The Penguins, other than 2018, have had Alex Ovechkin's number in the playoffs for a large portion of this run with Crosby, Malkin, and Letang. They have. I mean, if you don't get through Washington in 16 and 17, you don't win cups.
Right.
You know? At least that's the way I look at it.
Well, and Ovechkin's put up ridiculous numbers. He's been on really good teams. They've gone back and forth. Right now, I hate to break to anybody, but Washington and Alex Ovechkin are in a heck of a lot better situation than the Penguins.
No doubt.
That wouldn't surprise me at all if they made a run. I think they have a fascinating team. So I have no problem at all giving Ovechkin a standing ovation. I'm frankly glad it happened. I have loved watching Ovechkin over the years. You can't have one without the other, man. Jerry Garcia, one of my idols, used to say, you can't have good without evil. Something like that, and that's the same kind of deal. So we'll talk about that. Matt Wentzel's going to hop on from Locker Cleanout Day, which is happening right now in Cranberry. Matt Wentzel, of course, my colleague at the Post-Gazette. Another one of my coworkers, Ray Fittipaldo, will be here at 11, talking a lot of draft stuff with Ray. He has his latest mock draft out. I really like it. If the board fell the way Ray is projecting it to, I would be perfectly fine with that. And we're going to have Bob Walk at 1 o'clock. Have a lot of fun stuff to get into with Bob Walk. Happy birthday, of course, to Steve Blass, but more so happy birthday to my wife. They're not similar in age, but it's funny that they know each other and they do joke about being birthday buddies. So Very cool. Did you see the Steve Blass photo that Joe Block tweeted?
I did, yes.
It's funny seeing people like, oh my God, Joe Block didn't know. What's Joe Block doing? If you knew the sense of humor of Blass, yeah.
IPA announced a basketball game that Steve Blass was coaching in, a charity game that they had at Baldwin last year. He is just the most authentic, real, funny guy, just cracking jokes on the sideline. It was pretty incredible.
It's unbelievable, man. It's unbelievable. I told this story with the morning show guys. Well, it's two stories, but you know, like if one of my favorite stories I ever did was in 2019. It was Blass's final homestand. I smoked a cigar with him at PNC Park, but like every so often, he still shows up and will just come out to that same place, his old cigar smoking spot. And if you have an opportunity to hang out with Blass, man, that's something I take 100 times out of 100. I love it. I saw him in spring training at Lecom. He screams from the stands, Jason, Jason, like flags me down and then tells me just the most ridiculous dirty joke of all time. He is just one of a kind, man. One of my favorite people on the planet. Love Steve Blass. All right. Fan Twitter. It's brought to you by South Hills Kia and Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Fan Text Lines brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. So the Aaron Rodgers stuff. Let's go back to this. One of the ideas in here, and I honestly, I didn't like the way I phrased this in a column that I wrote for the Post-Gazette. I'm pretty sure that I was on these same airwaves yesterday as Austin and I were reacting to the Aaron Rodgers stuff live, talking about the idea of Aaron Rodgers holding teams hostage. And what he's doing is not great. But after having some time to kind of reflect on it and think a little bit more and get my head around where we're at with this entire situation, there's more to blame to be thrown upon the Steelers here. Because Aaron Rodgers, you read his quotes, and one of the things that he said, if you want to move on, go ahead. He doesn't have a problem. He completely understands. No hard feelings, whatever. Why, if you're the Steelers, are you waiting this long? What are you trying to get out of it? It's not worth it. Sooner or later, an adult in the room needs to say, let's go. Let's move on. If you're not ready to make a decision, Aaron, that's totally fine. We have to move on. It's the Steelers' fault this is even happening. It's the Steelers' fault we're talking about this. Aaron Rodgers is a free agent. He's allowed to do what he wants. He's allowed to feel what he wants. If he's dealing with a situation in his personal life, I certainly understand that. But somebody has to enable him. Don't enable him. And inside of that, I'm also curious who specifically is at fault or how you would maybe rank those. Is it Mike Tomlin? Is it Art Rooney II? I think Tomlin might take the cake here in terms of blame. And Aaron Rodgers basically convicted Tomlin, or I'm trying to think of a softer way to say that. But Aaron Rodgers is the one that said, I've been in contact with Mike Tomlin a lot. There's been no deadline. Why the heck not? Who just gives somebody an open-ended invitation? Come over anytime. Hey, man, we're having a party on Saturday. Come at 8 a.m., come at 7 p.m., come at 4 p.m. Heck, come on Tuesday. I don't care. Anything you want. That's weird, right?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Let's BOGO. The Hoppin' Good Sale at Designer Shoe Warehouse is on. Buy any pair of shoes in-store or online. Get a second qualifying pair 50% off. Yep, must-have sandals, sneakers, and more from brands you love are buy one, get one 50% off at DSW. But only for a limited time, so hop to it. Fill your basket and score BOGO 50% off at your DSW store or DSW.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
When you talk to people about things, you give them a specific time. You give them instructions. You don't just say whenever you want. Somebody has to be enabling this. Another point that is not from the Aaron Rodgers perspective that I simply do not understand. Art Rooney II at the owners' meetings painted a much different picture. He said the Steelers won't wait forever, but they're going to wait, quote, a little while longer. He also expressed a bunch of optimism that this would be happening. What did he possibly hear that led to him feeling that way? I mean, maybe these are dots that we can't connect on the outside. Maybe this is part of the personal life stuff that Aaron Rodgers doesn't want to get into. And if so, I get that. That's just a natural pratfall of talking about sort of other people's business. But he comes in for the visit. Did he really say, yeah, I expect a sign here. I think it's going to be great. We're going to do it. Like, that's not the picture that Aaron Rodgers painted on the Pat McAfee show yesterday. It wasn't even close. Pat McAfee yesterday is asking him about this. And I mean, Aaron Rodgers looks like he's about to retire. I just don't understand how Art Rooney II could have had the impression that Aaron Rodgers was ready to play football in Pittsburgh anytime soon. It does not make sense to me. Open to anything, attached to nothing. I don't get it. I also don't get, and this is more of an Aaron Rodgers thing, but why he's on national TV talking about sort of this befuddlement that everybody's making this a story or everybody's paying attention to this. Buddy, you're on national TV for 40 minutes. Pretty highly rated show. The Pittsburgh Steelers, one of the most popular franchises in the NFL, want you to be a quarterback. There's at least been some indication given There's been enough of a flirtation that people care about this. People want to see it happen. They don't want to see it happen. You're a first ballot Hall of Famer. Like, what do you mean you don't, like, nobody's just going to stop talking about this. That's an irrational comment. So I don't know where we go from here, honestly. I mean, I know where I want to see it go from here. And I wrote this in today's PG. They need to put an end to it. They should have put an end to it a long time ago. It's a mark against the Steelers, how they're conducting business, what Mike Tomlin is enabling, maybe Art Rooney II. I don't know. I don't know what's going on here or where they think that Aaron Rodgers is going to lead them. Best case scenario, Aaron Rodgers gets them to what, 10 wins? Maybe 11? Is that really worth doing this to your draft plans? I don't get that at all. We talked about this yesterday. I think I probably would have put it at about 70% that Rodgers winds up in Pittsburgh. Probably going to flip that now. 30% that he's here. It certainly seems unlikely. Limits, what did yesterday do for your expectations on Aaron Rodgers here?
It basically made me believe what I kind of didn't want to believe fully, that Aaron Rodgers has full control of the Steelers organization right now. Like, he is the one.
Isn't that wild?
He's obviously the one calling the shots with, look, it's going to be my timeline. There's no deadline. Rodgers said that. The Steelers have not given him a deadline, or there's no deadline that Rodgers has self-imposed where he has to sign. And let's say the Steelers do not draft a quarterback, because I think a lot of this is just a smokescreen and they ultimately won't, at least in the first round. And maybe that's because some of the other guys are gone. But the way that I view this, and the more clarity yesterday, is that they are just continuing to wait for Aaron Rodgers with no true backup plan. And you know what it kind of reminds me of, Jason, and it just dawned in my head? Is this similar to the Brandon Ayuk situation? We wanted Brandon Ayuk. We're just holding out for Ayuk. We're waiting for him. We
Wow.
have a deal in place. We have a deal in place with Ayuk. We know what we're going to pay him. We're just waiting for him to sign on the dotted line. Sure, I will be traded. I'm not going to sign a deal in San Francisco. I'm coming to you. And what did Ayuk ultimately do at the last minute? Nope. Actually, I'm going to stay here and take your money, San Francisco, in my comfortable situation, where right now I could see that with Rodgers. I like my home in Malibu. My people need me. I'm going to stay here. And ultimately, Steelers, we had a six-hour conversation. It's been great. I'm just going to hold back and not play football this year. And the Steelers will be spurred again.
So I have so many thoughts reacting to that and the idea of the Ayuk thing.
How do you feel about that take, Jason?
Well,
I like that take.
There you go. I mean, that's how this business works, really. You're just stirring a thing of stew, and every once in a while it's ready. But I do want to talk to you about something, Limits, I thought was funny. That Aaron Rodgers met with them for 6 hours. Shedeur Sanders met with them for 5. What the heck are you talking about for that long?
That means they prefer Aaron Rodgers over Shedeur Sanders. It was one fewer hour, Jason. That's what that means.
That means you have meetings that are way too long. I think job interview-wise, that interviews that I've ever had that lasted 6 hours, I can count them on one finger. And even that one, I don't think was 6 hours long. I don't know. Maybe that's the newspaper person in me. But no, that's not even the main point I wanted to make. In relationship parlance, you're right. I mean, you're right. What they're doing, they're not the bad breaker-upper. They're like the desperate, you know, clingy sort of lover.
Yeah.
Right? It's okay. I'll be here. You just, you know, whenever you get home, it's okay. I'm just waiting.
He's telling
I'm just waiting for you to be here.
Telling the girl that says, I have to focus on myself and get myself ready. I'm not open to somebody right now.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Well,
Take your time. I'll be here. I'll be here whenever you're ready.
Meanwhile, like, Go to the bar. Get back on Tinder. I don't know how to date now. I don't want to date now. I'm very happily married. But whatever you would do to get back into the dating game, go do it. Oh, my goodness. I heard from quite a few people, and they're completely right about this, meaning Steelers fans. You know, just sort of embarrassed by seeing the organization behave like this. Like, there was a time, And I will use my own personal experience in this, having covered the Penguins for a long time and then having covered the Pirates. Like, there was a way of covering the Penguins where you knew that guys wanted to come to Pittsburgh. It was a dynamic. They're winning cups. They're really, really good. This is a destination. They're first-class organization, etc. You go over to the Pirates, it's a different expectation. Everybody wants to yell about, why don't the Pirates sign this guy? Why don't the Pirates want to sign that guy? Well, because guys don't want to come play for the Pirates unless they have to. It's a different dynamic. And it's almost like we're seeing the Steelers, the aura of the Steelers, flip. You know, if it was that good, if it was that desirable, would Aaron Rodgers be here? I mean, he's got some extra baggage and some extra stuff going on in his life, as he explained yesterday. But, boy, they're sure not knocking people's socks off with the success of the team and all that stuff. And they're left to, as Limits is saying, sort of just hanging out. They're home. They're there. If you feel like calling, they're going to answer. Brandon Ayuk, take your time. Enough of it. Go with Mason Rudolph.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
And welcome back to the Pomp and Joe Show. The guys are on vacation. I'm Jason Mackey in with Austin Bechtold for them for the day. Good discussion early on about Aaron Rodgers, what he's doing to the Steelers. Well, what the Steelers are doing to him, really, or to the rest of us. This whole situation, I thought Limits made an awesome observation. A lot like Brandon Ayuk. There's some strains there. You'd like to see them not exercise as much patience, but darn it, if we're not going through it again, man.
It really seems like it, right? Like, even though it's an older player at a more important position, I'm starting to see more and more similarities of it because of the lack of clarity with this whole entire thing. It's like the days of our Ayuks all over again. Remember
oh,
that?
Good. Yep. Just somebody shut Pony down. No. Take his phone. I don't know how we'll solve that. All right. I want to get away from the Steelers talk a little bit, though. I know that's been batted around quite a bit. Pirates wrapped up a series, I thought, with some interesting storylines here. I want to talk about them before we bring Bob Walk on a little later in the show at 1 o'clock. My biggest takeaway from this series is I think you can kind of see the blueprint for how the Pirates want to win or how they think they can win. And that's not saying they're out of the woods. That's not saying everything is fine. I went into this series thinking it would be a very convenient time to make a change if things went awry. And that's said carefully because I'm not saying that I think they're going to, you know, fire Derek Shelton and Ben Cherington imminently. What I'm saying is it started to really smell. It's pretty rough. And they kind of turned things. They started to get the vehicle pointed in the right direction. I think you need to see whether it's real or not or whether the Nationals just stink. But going out west next week, I don't think the Pirates are in a position to let this hole get any deeper than it already is. I said on the air yesterday, in 5 years since 2020, the Pirates were all of 6 games over .500 for 20 days. Think about that. The level of baseball they would have to play to dig out of a hole that's, you know, 6 or 7 games under to make anything substantive of this season. You know, forget letting it get worse and then you're, you know, 12, 15 games under. Probably not fixing that. So anyway, they start a series with the Nationals. And why I said I think this is kind of a thumbnail of how they think they can win, 4 games, 4 quality starts. It's been really, really good. There's nothing else really to say. I mean, Paul Skeen started it off. You heard Limits talk about Andrew Heaney yesterday. Was fantastic. Heaney, by the way, has just been awesome. Awesome. I was thinking about him and sort of the narrative around him in spring training. You know, people upset, complaining about it. Because, I mean, the performance was awful. But it was yet another lesson for me. And I've gotten a few of these over the years, whether it's with Tyler Anderson, Jose Quintana, Bailey Falter, even Rich Hill. People who are upset, you know, I'm drinking the Kool-Aid a little bit, or I'm allowing my thoughts to get clouded by these bad results and reaction to it. Just don't. It's a waste of time. I actually want to ask Walkie a little bit about that. I looked up his spring training stats this morning, and I didn't get anywhere because they're not available online. I don't know if they were actually even taken or recorded anywhere. I don't want to bother Jim Trudenich, the Pirates team historian, for something like that. We'll just talk to Bob about it, about how he used to pitch in spring training, if it's worthwhile, because it's clearly not with Heaney. Heaney yesterday, 7 1/3, 4 hits, no runs, 4 strikeouts, season ERA 2.13 in 4 starts. That'll play. You know, Bailey Falter the day before might have had the best start in the whole series. Mitch gave up 3 over 6. Skeens gave up 2 over 6. 1.37 ERA out of the Pirates starters against the Nationals. You're not going to get a quality start every time out. Of course not. But you're giving yourself a chance to win. You're giving your offense a chance to figure something out. Again, it still has to be a lot better. Right now, the Pirates hitting 197 as a team. That's 29th in Major League Baseball. OPS is 585. That's 28th. They've scored 67 runs. That's 23rd. None of it is good enough. But ask yourself this question. They only recently put O'Neill Cruz at the top of the lineup. Have we seen the best version of him? Probably not. I think we're getting there. Have we seen the best version of Brian Reynolds? I don't think so, but you'd hope they're getting there. What about Henry Davis? Again, gigantic wild card. Where does he fit? Joey Bart has been unavailable, played for the first time in 6 games yesterday. What can he add? Ke'Bryan Hayes has been moving around really well. Made a clutch play. Believe that was in the, is it the 8th inning? I want to say that diving backhand play to help out Ryan Borucki. But Hayes is healthy. If Hayes is healthy, what he's done throughout his career, I've got a lot of confidence that he's going to produce. I do. I don't know if I have the same confidence that he's going to stay healthy, but if he's somehow healthy, he's going to produce. He has. We just haven't seen a lot of it. So I guess what I'm trying to say, it's a long-winded way of saying it, I think the offense can be better. I think it needs to be better. The fundamentals remain a work in progress. They've made fewer outs on the bases, yes. The outfield stuff has not been adequate. It's continually ugly. O'Neill Cruz, Jack Sawinski, communication issues, a ball Tommy Pham lost in the lights. Again, if that was like the compilation for all of what happened over 20 games, fine. It's not. That was one night. The outfield defense needs to be a lot better. The first base situation must be rectified. Some of what we saw on the homestand, Paul Skeens throwing over, Edmanuel Valdez looking very much like a dude who's never played first base before on a pickoff throw. That stuff can't happen. When they talk about winning in the margins, and I know that's a quote that has, you know, kind of been clipped and thrown in the Pirates' face, which it should. It's fair game. I'm not saying anything other, but I mean, that's what they're talking about. Have to field it. Have to make routine plays. Another area that I think we saw discernible progress, we've seen this over time, but especially this past series, the bullpen. Their ERA right now among relievers, 3.23, fifth best in the NL. It's pretty good. Since April 8th, the bullpen has a 1.07 ERA, best in the major leagues. They sent David Bednar to AAA Indianapolis. Colin Holderman has been, quote-unquote, air quotes, injured, dealing with the knee issue. I think he just needed to unplug. Either way, he's not been available. In their stead, these guys have actually been pretty darn good. I'll give them credit. I mean, the sample size is not large, but you saw it at the end of the game yesterday. Dennis Santana, effectively the Pirates' closer. Ryan Borucki, effectively a setup man. Caleb Ferguson has been a smart offseason addition. So has Justin Lawrence. I've liked it. I have no problem with what they're doing back there. Kyle Nicholas should be with this group. I think Carmen Majinski, before it's all said and done, winds up there as well. But my overarching point here, or thesis, is that we're starting to see things come together the way they're supposed to. And I think some additional context will be necessary. It's a tough test against the Guardians. Obviously a very good team. The irony is thick tonight. Luis Ortiz on the mound. How about that one? 1-2 record so far in three starts for Ortiz. 16 and a third innings, a 6.06 ERA, 6 walks, 15 strikeouts, and a 4.65 FIP. I dislike that trade very much, and I still dislike that trade. I wouldn't have an issue, and none of my feelings on the trade are related to Spencer Horwitz or the quality of player. I'm actually looking forward to Horwitz getting back. I think he's going to add something to the Pirates lineup. We were talking about this yesterday with Gourmet. Maybe can ask Walk about it. I think there's an opportunity for the Pirates to platoon Joey Bart with Spencer Horwitz. And that's the route I would go. At this point, Henry Davis probably is their best defensive catcher. And honestly, I want to know what they have in Henry Davis. I want to give him some runway. I also need Joey Bart's bat in the lineup. And I need a place for him to play. I have an opening at first base. And even until Horwitz gets back, I have no problem just playing Joey Bart over there. I don't know why you don't. The moving pieces that you're trying to maneuver in the outfield, and I'm talking about Andrew McCutchen. I don't agree with this, but they're seemingly trying to avoid running him into the ground. Brian Reynolds, they're probably going to be a little bit mindful of his shoulder. Maybe you alternate guys out there. I don't know. It'd be nice if Tommy Pham produced more than he has, certainly. I have no idea what they're doing with Jack Sawinski. I had a mailbag yesterday, and somebody asked me, why hasn't Jack Sawinski been DFA'd? And I don't understand that line of thinking. Sawinski has options. You can send him to minor leagues, but I don't understand what sense it makes to keep him up here if you're not going to play him and you're not going to try to help him get back into some sort of rhythm. Maybe we'll see that move before too long. I don't know. But my point is that you're trying to figure out a catching situation. You're trying to take what you seemingly think you learned against the Nationals and see how it plays against the Guardians and beyond. To me, again, that has to be Joey Bart playing first base. That has to be Henry Davis catching. That has to be getting more bats in the lineup. That has to be scoring more runs. The other stuff we saw, Neil Cruz in the leadoff spot, I've been saying this for a while now. I remember saying this on opening day in a little Havana Airbnb sitting next to Noah Hiles, my colleague at the Post-Gazette. We were both talking about O'Neill Cruz, surprised they haven't really tried him at leadoff. He loves hitting there. He loves hitting there. He fancies himself, you know, and he's not going to say this publicly, but I think he has, maybe last year or the year before, a little bit like Ronald Acuna Jr., a guy that can set the table, hit with some power, energize his team from that spot. I want to see Derek Shelton stick with it. I'm fine with it being left on left, sticking with it. We've seen Shelty adjust where he wants to put Ke'Bryan Hayes at the top of the lineup with a lefty. I don't like it. I'd rather let Cruz just set down roots. And this is one area where I think everybody listening, people who follow the Pirates, me as well, and Shelty disagree. And I've had this conversation with Derek, and it's a baseball philosophical discussion that some people, like Derek Shelton, are totally fine playing matchups, and they don't see as much value in guys getting comfortable. I would rather allow players who show value and I know are going to be in the lineup every day to get comfortable. Like, wouldn't it be nice if the Pirates had some sort of 1 through 5 that you could roughly know what it would look like? I mean, that might change because they have a catcher who fits in that spot, and you're not going to play your catcher every day. In fact, right now I'm advocating for their catcher to play first base. But it would be really nice if they could commit to O'Neill Cruz at leadoff, Brian Reynolds hitting second, let's say Andrew McCutchen third, Joey Bart fourth, and Ke'Bryan Hayes fifth. You might think that is incomplete, and maybe it is to a degree. I think it'll change when Spencer Horwitz gets back. But I do think there's something to be said for the continuity. I think there's something to be said for hitting in a specific spot, wanting to stay in the lineup, knowing where you're going to hit, getting comfortable, all that stuff. And I don't understand why the Pirates aren't more attached to that. They seem to think you can jump anybody up and down anywhere in the lineup, and those numbers are just going to magically compute. They're not. There's feel to it. And I think we see that with Cruz. I think we saw that in the National Series. I don't know how many balls he hit over 100, but it was quite a few. Some of those were turned into outs. Shoot, opening Monday's game, he smoked one 115. The next day, 107. The homer he hit yesterday, the only run the Pirates scored, it might still be traveling. Crushed that ball off of Trevor Williams. 440-plus feet out to right field. That's the kind of stuff that O'Neill Cruz can do, changing the complexion of your lineup from the leadoff spot. And again, it's not good enough. It's not saying that they won a couple games, all is well. All is not well. But it is sort of a picture of what this could be. Great starting pitching, great bullpen, better fundamentals, just enough offense. There's something there. That's a repeatable process.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.